All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We are back with Eve Nicole, so let's get started. Oh, then should I help? Well, thing is, during the ritual, the man's not allowed to come in contact with any women, according to this. Is maintaining an erection that difficult? Can be. Yeah, and I've recently been having so much sex with all of you that my ability to fantasize has grown a lot weaker. Then what should we do? Somebody needs to act as material. Material? What kind of material? What I mean is like jerk-off material. That way I can stay tuned on. Turned on. Not tuned on. Essentially, you want one of us to do something sexy for you to watch. Right, it's all part of the ritual. Now show me something dirty. Fine then. Can't get the heirloom without getting you hard. Sorry about that, that fan was on. Didn't know it. Alright, there we go. That should fix everything. Yeah, I don't get it, but it's fine with me. Wait, I'll do it. Go ahead. You know, I don't think I can be sexy without actually having sex. I don't know how to be material. You can do it, Ramius. Yes, alright then. Leave it to me. Then Ramius, do it. Start by getting naked and masturbating. Masturbating? Here? In front of everyone? You should be an expert at this, Ramius. I've never masturbated before, so I don't know how it works. Masturbating? Show me your stuff, Ramius. Give me a good O face. Alright, it'll be an O face you'll never forget. Tears built up in the corners of Ramius' eyes as she stripped off her clothes. Well, Aster? Can you see my genitals? Ramius spread her legs, opened her exposed pussy with her fingertips, and asked thus? Gulp? I can even see your anus from here. I see. Realizing that Aster was holding both her dirty holes, Ramius felt the depths of her body heating up. Aster, is the sight of these obscene holes turning you on? Yep, I'm aroused, but... Aster's cock was erect, but not completely. Looks like it. It would normally curve up towards the ceiling, though. Reminiscing on how it looks in that state made juices begin to seep from Ramius's pussy. Aster, I'm a filthy woman. Just thinking of your manly rod is getting these naughty fluids flowing. Gulp. Nice. Those words are super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come to think of it, even mere words can be arousing according to the Galar Queen. Ramius? Oh, nothing. So, I've never shown this to anyone, but... I'm prepared to reveal everything, and... Man, her voice actress is slow. I'm prepared to reveal everything and masturbate, so I hope you'll keep your eyes on me. She blushed with shame and let her words trail off at the end. Twitch. Whoa! Ramius's bold yet lewd declaration got a reaction out of Astra's crotch. Come to think of it, I've heard Ramius masturbate through the door, but this is my first time actually seeing it. Now I get to watch it in person. Astra tried to calm his rapid heartbeat as he resumed his ogling of Ramius's pussy. Gulp. Looks pretty wet. That's because you're staring at it. Ugh. I swear. What are you doing turning me on? It's not me who's supposed to get aroused, it's you. Sorry, that's true. Aster earnestly apologized, but at the same time, his cock drooped. Well, that's not good. You don't need to be that sorry. That's like out of a comic or something. It's like, I'm sorry, and then the guy's erection droops. It's like, you don't need to be that sorry. I'm not doing it intentionally. ED is a blood flow problem. Enough, now let's begin. Splish! With a moist sound, Ramius's fingers began moving. Finally able to comfort her throbbing flesh, her mouth let loose a nearly relieved moan. She says, it's sensitive. Ramius's fingertip ran up and down the moist slit. But as if that wasn't enough, she soon submerged a finger in the hole. She says, feels good. Lost in her masturbation, Ramius obscenely groaned. Gulp! Her erotic activity got Aster to unconsciously swallow. However, even that left his cock at just over half erect. Feels good here, too. She wheezed and massaged her breast with her right hand. It's so hard. Then she kneaded the already stiff nipple. I always masturbate like this, but it feels different now. The decisive difference she felt was Aster's gaze. It hit her body with even more sexual heat than usual as she realized herself. Each lewd motion of the fingers in her pussy caused Ramius's body to shiver. Hey Ramius, what's it usually like when you masturbate? Aroused, Aster asked in a shrill tone. What's it like? The dirty question left Ramius hesitant for a moment, but she ultimately answered him. Well, I'm not doing anything much different from usual. I rub my boob like this twice while touching my... No. I rub my boob like this while touching myself here. Ramius sank her finger into her pussy down to the second joint. I just lightly stuck my finger in, but it feels so good. So that's what your face looks like when you masturbate. Ramius realized that her expression was near that of when she climaxes. You're mean. Ramius hung her head with embarrassment, but that reaction turned Aster on, pushing his erection to its maximum potential. Ah, that familiar rod. It's so big and hard. Her fingers ceaselessly moved over her crotch as she passionately stared at the boner. Huh? Looks like you're just playing with one spot now. When I masturbate, this part feels best. I rub this obscene little bump like this. While she moaned, Ramius grinded her finger on her hand, on her hard, unhooded clit. Good, feels good. Gulp, by the way, Ramius, mind telling me about the first time you masturbated? The frustration of being unable to touch her personally pushed him to ask another such question. Well, my first time was a bit before my first period. At first I didn't put my finger in and just rubbed it, but it felt so good that over time it got more intense. Turned on by her own confession, Ramius's fingers became remarkably more aggressive. Even since we got married, when you're doing it with another girl, I pleasure myself. Huh? Do you get off to porn? I used to, but now I use you. I imagine your big shaft being inside me and use my fingers. But fingers aren't enough. I want you. I want your cock to rough up my pussy. She groaned and pushed her finger as far in as she could. Like it couldn't reach the very bottom, she gazed with agony at Aster's cock. I want it. The more I do this, the more I want you. You want me that much? Yes, very much. Look, my hole is drooling for your rod. Raimi is pegged by pushing her pussy wide open. Spread. While they're doing so, Asta could see that it was twitching inside, making him swallow again. I've never seen that deep inside before. The arousal brought him to unconsciously start stroking his cock. I can't, not if you do that. That's okay, I can touch myself for you. Besides, with what you're showing me, I can't help myself. Aster continued to ogle Ramius' pussy and sped up his right hands, jerking. You know Japan. They always drag them out, guys. Aster, me too. I'm soaking wet inside. In time with Aster's stroking hand, Ramius' fingers moved in and out. Wow, Ramius, your fingers. You too? Ah, my pussy's tingling. Ramius used her fingers to repeatedly rub the slimy folds. Coming! That was fast. I'm also... Due to all the poor restraint, Aster was quickly overcome by the urge to ejaculate. Splatter me with lots of hot stuff. Got it. Here it comes. Gush, gush, gush. I'm also coming. Right as she climaxed, Ramia's urethra squirted. Masturbating never felt so good. Ramius felt the warmth of the semen stuck to her skin with her fingertip as she whispered, "Well, I wouldn't want you getting too into masturbating." No need to worry about that. Sex with you is even better. Ramius gazed lovingly at Aster and smiled. Woo, did that do it? Oh, look, the altar! When the ritual was finished, light flooded from the altar and enveloped the area. Is it over? Looks like the ritual was a success. Kinda feels like the air in here got heavier. Then let's get this over with. Aster wiped the dust off the altar. Good job. Ramius, you're done. Aster, reward me by ramming my dirty hole with your rod. Alright, I can do that.
Hi, stop.
Stop right there. Whoa. Before Aster could penetrate Ramius, Rishay got in between them. Rishay, why must you be so cruel? I can't go on without Aster's dick. If a woman touches something around here, it'll cause a disaster. We have no idea what'll happen, so it's probably smartest not to have sex. Well, I knew this had happened. That's why I passed myself. My womb's crying out for Aster semen, though. Sucks for me, too, but Riche is right, so let's save it for later. Now let's pick a good heirloom to take and get out of here. That watering can should be good. Yay, watering can acquired. What's a watering can doing here? So we can assume Kat's already by now, so let's head down to the fountain by her house, not her horse. Ugh, I keep wiping, but the juices keep coming. Put some clothes on already, and Aster, get rid of that boner. Seeing Ramius like that, this makes it hard. Ramius continued to periodically moan as Aster lent her his shoulder and they headed off to the Fountain of Truth replica by Cass Hutt. Clearly just garbage? Okay, so we're done with that. So we gotta go all the way to Cass Hutt? First we're gonna heal everybody. If we can. We can't. Okay, so the next step is to go into teleport magic and... I can't even remember where Cass Hutt was, but I know it was in the Lancelot region. Was it in Hector? Or was it in El Quixote? I can't remember where her hut was. Maybe it has... No, it just has home. It wasn't El Quixote, was it? I don't think so. I think it was in the Hector region. Besides, it wouldn't hurt to go to the town of Hector anyway and heal. Okay, now I just gotta find out where the hell Cass Hutt is. I forgot. It's been a while since I've played this. Let's see. Is it in... It's not gonna be in Maqua Peach or... Definitely not Lancelot. Saphir? No. You know, I'm gonna have to Google it. I hate this, but I'm gonna have to Google it. I haven't played this in so fucking long, I can't remember where Cass Hutt is. There's an Alisoft wiki here. Great. I gotta go through like everything though. Chapter 2. Chapter 3. Looks like I've got a side quest to do first, then. Probably should have been following this walkthrough for a while, because I think there's some things I missed up. So I gotta talk to her in Velfuente. Sorry, I'm gonna go ahead and do this side quest real quick. No, not like that. And there she is. When the party visited the church, St. Berth was lying on a pew and reading manga. Hello? What? Wait, it's you guys. Man, don't scare me like that. Maybe you shouldn't let yourself be surprised by slacking off and reading manga. Like it matters, nobody's got time to visit church. The floor of the church was caked with dust, implying that there was not only no cleaning being done, but next to nobody was walking inside. Are people from El Quixote not in the habit of praying at church? Wasn't always like this, but yeah. Now they prefer to go home early and watch Magivision. Right, this country has about one Magivision per person. It's gotten so popular. The island I'm from didn't even have one. And wait, what was with that ritual? Was that really Mother E's ritual? Don't know what to tell you. It's always been like that. Sorry. Then you've always had to do that when you clean the altar? After you did the ritual, did you see how the altar shined? Yeah, it was amazing. With a phenomenon like that, you don't want to just stop doing it, or who knows what'll happen. Well, not that I know much about it. You don't know and you still do it? That ritual lines up with the actions of Mother Eve described in the Evenicle. Meaning what you did in those ruins is similar to something Mother Eve did. Mother Eve did some hot stuff. Mother Eve gave birth to enough children to be called the Mother of Humanity. No shit, she had to do a lot of dirty stuff. How else do you have kids? That's true. So just here to say you finished cleaning? Oh, I might as well pray as long as I'm here. If you want. First gestured towards the Mother Eve statue, then returned to reading manga on the bench. Why is Berth so unmotivated? She's cute, but a lot of that cuteness is going to waste. Well, not that the lack of motivation does anything to those sweet boobs. In fact, the way they sag a little might even make them more sexy. Aster's body released pink mist. Whoa, the hell? Wow, that's awful. Not only Burst, but Aster's wives were shocked to see his mist for the first time. Don't know why, but this always happens when I go to church. Could be some illness or something. Well, not like I care. Aw. St. Burst, do you read manga here all day? Drop the saint part and call me Burst. It's fine. Also, I go around to all the churches around here, not just this one. Then maybe we'll see you again. Only annoys me when you do. Try coming when I'm not around. Not even bothering to see the party out, Berth resumed reading her manga. Okay, so now we're supposed to go to... Hello! The party arrived at the ever-empty church. Anyone here? Oh, over there! Gurgura pointed to a bench where Burst was lying down and snoring. Asleep? What a slacker. I like how her boobs bounce up and down when she snores. You really like boobs, Aster. I like butts, too. So does Sir Mix-a-Lot. Then I can bounce my butt up and down next time I sleep. Don't! It'll be bad for your hips. What? Oh, you people. If you want to pray, go ahead. Burst was woken up by their voices, but the moment she saw who it was, she closed her eyes and started to snore again. Oh, you people! What do you mean, people? Hey, you're on the job. Don't sleep. What? You can pray by yourself. Yeah, but as long as we're both here, why don't we spend some time together? Ha! Whatever. Go on, get to praying. As though she couldn't get back to sleep again, Berce irritatedly scratched her stomach as she gestured to the Mother Eve statue. Well, all right. Aster wasn't entirely satisfied, but kneeled in front of the statue and began to pray. Berce a lot more of a slob than Lauren. But when she was scratching her stomach, I got a glimpse of some underboob. Both the underboob and the overboob looked soft. Bet my dick would feel amazing stuck in those. Aster fantasized about Berce's body and released a blast of pink mist. Whoa, the same as last time. I'm surprised you're not an outlaw. Huh? Does releasing lots of mist turn you into an outlaw? Nah, I mean because you've got so much pent up, you'd think you could go assault a girl at some point. It's okay, we take care of that. What, you're married? Try harder then. We try, but satisfying Aster's not easy. Married life must be tough. Glad I'm single so I can take it easy. Hey, does the Evenical say if there's any way to suppress the mist? Whether looking at the image of Mother Eve gets it all out depends on the person. Sounds like we'll just have to satisfy him in the normal way. Don't force yourselves if you don't want to. You act like we aren't having sex in the first place. Alright, then let's get this taken care of right away. Mind if we borrow the confession room? Well, what do you think you're using that for? Get out of here! Berce blushed and drove the party out of the church. Hello! When the party ran into the church, Berce was so startled she nearly fell from her chair. You guys again! What are you, stalkers? Berce recoiled in an exaggerated fashion, making her breast squeeze together. Of course not, just a coincidence. Here to pray, right? Go ahead, get to praying. Okay. Aster stared at Berce's contorted chest as he prayed to the Eve statue. The way she's not self-conscious about being looked at makes Berce come off as pretty sexy sometimes. And when she almost fell over there, I got a full view of her underwear. I'm sure they were just normal panties, but the way they dug in between her butt cheeks was great. Aster remembered the sight of Berce's ass and released the same pink mist as always. Kinda used to seeing this by now. I just accept that's how it'll always be with Aster at this point. I hear people who don't get relieved by praying can get some special service. What? How the hell do you know that? I learned it at the academy. What academy? God, but that service is only for guys who have done enough for the church to gain the approval of a saint. The special service sounds like it could be something hot. You could get both religious personnel and citizens groups against us saying things like that. If Berce regains interest in her work again, maybe I could get that special service. I've got it. I'll ask some questions and get her to remember how she felt when she first became a saint. What's God exactly? You're asking about Mother Eve? Just so you know, Mother Eve's not a god. Really? Mother Eve's basically our creator, but the gods are the ones that manage the world. And those managers wanted someone to keep things going smoothly down in the world they made, so they created Mother Eve. Really? The plants grow, the sun shines, and the wind blows, all apparently thanks to the gods. Right. You've also got level gods and the judgment-delivering angel knights who would be classified as gods. They say some people have gotten approval of gods and have been made into new gods, too. Huh, you're pretty informed. You could be a nun with that knowledge. I've read the God Encyclopedia. Riche's room is full of books about the seven wonders and supernatural phenomena and things like that. But I'm surprised you studied so much on Mother Eve, Berce. Well, I had to do a lot of studying to become a saint. Like she was remembering the past, Berce looked to the Eve statue as if gazing at something in the distance. Maybe now she'll be a little more motivated. Remembering my studies makes me sleepy. Ah, good night. That didn't work. The party put a blanket over the snoring saint and left the church. Okay, now I can go visit the level shop? Nope, Barfed up! Oh, these will be easy. You're pretty late. Did convincing the church take that much time? The church didn't give us any problems. Sucks that we couldn't screw, though. I want to get it on and let off some stress already. What? Is he saying he's been thinking about sex with me so much that he took all that it took all that time? He really wants me that much? Catherine, let's do it already. Do it right here? Huh? Yes? Didn't you say we do it around here? Yes, that's true, and I did make sure to bathe, but still. Enough of that. Amused as I am, we don't have much time, so let's get to the experiment already. The experiment! Alright, we should do that. Huh? Well, yeah. That was always the plan, though. Catherine continued to blush as she stood next to her man-made spring and began to elaborate. The water in here has the same composition as what's in the Fountain of Truth. The only difference is the low amount of magical energy. We'll be breaking an heirloom containing Mother E's magic power down into powder and throwing it in. Hey, strong man, crush up that heirloom you bought. Don't call me strong man, I'm just slightly more powerful than most. Is this good? Ramius threw a fragment of the watering can Guragura brought into a mortar and silently ground it into dust. Whoops. Every time her arm goes around, Ramius' boobs squish and contort. That's hot. Alright, that should do it. Next, sprinkle it in the spring. Okay, sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle! Ah! When the pulverized heirloom was spread across the spring water, it began to emit a powerful energy. Wow, I sense as much magic here as from the Fountain of Truth. Whoa! Whoa now, experiment's not over yet. If you want to shock the Big Bucks Company CEO, we at least need to do this. With a bold grin, Kath took out a flower pot containing a dying plant. What's that? A pine cone tree. I bring them to the Fountain of Truth, but they always wither immediately. I bring them from the Fountain of Truth, rather. But if you give it water from the Fountain of Truth, let's hope it works. Unable to contain her excitement, Catherine filled a beaker with fountain water and poured it into the flower pot. Whoa, what the heck? The withered plant regained its health at an unbelievable speed, its leaves suddenly becoming vibrant. The experiment's a success! It'll now be possible to grow pine cone trees outside the Kalar Forest. If you show him this, there's no way that CEO will complain. Yes, I'm sure now he'll cooperate with any complaints. Without any complaints. You're something else, Catherine. Ah ha ha! I am, since I'm a genius, you see. So let's have sex! Sex? Oh, well, of course! Wait, no way! But I need you. Do you really want me that much? Yeah, I do want sex, but also Cass should be able to see through Snake Crest's more cunning traps. I still remember when they got caught in the trap Rosserford set and nearly died. That much, you say? Well, considering my talent and beauty, I can't say I don't get it. But sorry, can't happen. Why? You just really don't want to have sex with me? No, I'm interested in sex. Huh? So you are. Wait, no. Like, I'd want to have sex with this dick boy. So you can't trust my boner. Then I'll drink that water fountain that fountain water and prove it. Don't, stupid! Esther scooped up some fountain water and nearly drank it down, but Catherine frantically held him back. Let's go. I'm gonna prove I want sex with you. I got it already. You're smitten. I gotcha. Huh? I don't think that's exactly right. But don't drink that. If you're as convinced as I am that the water won't kill you if you lie, then it's fine, but if you believe it even slightly, don't drink that. It might be a replica, but just like the real Fountain of Truth, you'll die. But you made the point that you're serious, but still, can't do it. Aster, if you want sex, just do it with Ramius. Let's forget it for now and head to the CEO. I'm ready at any time. Wait, Riche, you're acting like I'm some slut. I can do it whenever too, Aster. Wait. No, I acknowledge I'm a slut, so let me go first. Okay, thanks, you two. Phew! The change in topic clearly relieved Catherine. Nobody noticed her hands were shaking but Riche. I need to get my house fixed up, so I'll be going to a construction firm in town pretty soon. You go do what you need to. Right, let's hurry to the capital of El Quixote. Yeah, we need to get the CEO's cooperation. The party received the reinvigorated pine cone tree and left for El Quixote. Used Eve's heirloom. Okay, now we're going back to El Quixote. A lot of fucking backtracking. Okay, I think there's another sketch I need to kill. Port back to the Kingdom of Eden. The party finished vanquishing the monsters and popped into the Knight's command room to report. We beat the sketches you wanted. Welcome back. Thanks for the help. Sophie has got your reward prepared. Go get it from her. Huh? Are you sure? Of course. All knights get rewarded for completing missions, so there's no reason you shouldn't. Thank you. If we've got the time, maybe we'll take another job at some point. Yeah, maybe. That'd be appreciated. I'll be sure to ask when you're available. By the way, those were some great cookies. That's good. I'm glad I made them. So, about how they made you popular with children. Sorry I kept you. Here's your reward. Oh, okay. Thank you. Borrow? What were you asking about there? Alright, maybe us men should drink together sometime. Boy, I hope they do that again. That was a great conversation. Huh? Where's this coming from? Oh, are we gonna have another drinking thing? I've got it. I'll invite Akival too. Mind if I borrow Aster? Well, if it's just between guys, I doubt there'll be any problems. Might be nice for him once in a while. Alright. Sounds like your wives approve. Let's get going. Okay. Thus, Aster went off to go drink with the 2-0 Knights all night. Oh, again! I know you don't work for us officially, so I appreciate that you took the job anyway. Tonight's my treat. Drink up. Okay, thank you. Ah, damn, that's good. This is what life's all about. Keep it coming, bartender. Drinking plum beer like water. Akibo, I think maybe you should slow down. Akibo always drinks like this. He's competing with the alcohol, apparently. I'm gonna remember that one. You got it! This is a battle between my liver and this booze. If there's strong beer before you, you gotta take it on if you're any sort of real man. Baro took Aster to a small but relaxed bar on the outskirts of the capital. Shortly after they started, even looking at the lines of empty beer steins in front of Akiva was nearly enough to do non-negligible damage to Aster's liver. By the way, what position do I hold with the knights exactly? My little brother, more or less. What? As if. Just kidding, man. You would be considered the princess's royal guard. She is still technically royalty, so she does need some protection. Well, since Riche is royalty, that means he's treated as a Knight of Eden, too. This is an unprecedented situation, is the thing. Like it could have happened before. If there were more than one princess like Riche, the stress would make all the knights go bold. Ha 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 ha. The three knights chatted about recent events, the state of the knights, what restaurants Aster likes, and more as they continued to drink. Once they started getting reasonably drunk, the conversation at some point shifted to women. I don't know of any other knight in Eden who married his second wife right after being appointed, Aster. Huh? Seriously? Well, probably. If I'm being real, it's just a matter of whether you meet a woman you actually want to bang. Most men pray to Mother Eve to purge their desire. So the fact of the matter is that few are as proactive as you, Aster. Whoops! Excuse me, guys. What a waste! Well, we ain't married either, so there's not much room for us to talk. Oh yeah? You two aren't married? I think any girl would go for you guys. Has to remember the many passionate stares women directed toward them on their way to the bar. And there's your red pill. I don't plan on being with a woman unless I know she's interested in me and not just my status. Boom! What, because you're a Zero Knight? I'm jealous that makes you so popular, personally. There was a time I felt that way, but reality isn't so pleasant, unfortunately. You've just got ridiculous expectations. Maybe. All I really want is a pure woman, though. Pure? Pure? Really?
So you are sure about Donald, right? この間も父君に見合いを勧められたと聞いたよ。
And what about you, Archibald? I heard your father set up an arranged marriage meeting for you just the other day. Huh? Did you get matched up with someone?
ああ、断った。いろいろと条件出されているうちに冷めちまった。早く家に帰るだとか、毎日連絡が欲しいだとか、面倒だな。
I turned her down. Lost interest when I heard all the conditions. I'd have to go home early.And call her every day and all that shit. What a pain in the ass! Considering you randomly go out and train for days and go vanquish monsters whenever it occurs to you, that does sound like a hard request to fulfill. Yeah, I mean, next time a woman tells you, you gotta come home, you're like, yeah, but...Sometimes I go out and vanquish random monsters. You know, it just happens. Whenever I feel like it, I'll go out, I'll get my sword and my gun, and go fight these monsters. And you better be thankful because those monsters might come and get you if it wasn't for me randomly leaving my house to go fight them. So next time the woman says,You've got to be home at a certain time. Not if there's monsters about. If it was a girl like Rishi or Ramius who could come with, it wouldn't be a problem, though. Well, there are female knights like Sufi, you know. Wouldn't someone like that be good for you? And yeah, I kind of was going towards that, too.Because they would be able to go out and hunt random monsters together. Oh, honey, you want to go out and kill random shit? Well, let's go do that. There are men that have their wives go with them sometimes hunting. And sometimes the wives make a good killing. I've seen it myself. A lot of these hunting girls in the South, they'll kill deer and elk and everything else that comes out.Well, I don't know about elk. We don't really have those around here. Hog? Just give me a second. I gotta kill that thing. There we go. See? Killing random monsters. You never know what you're gonna do. It could be a random mosquito or a giant... Or a giant, I guess.I haven't had any giant mosquitoes, thankfully. Being around us stresses them out. If they had to be with us 24-7, it'd probably burn a hole in their stomachs. It took Sufi around 3 years just to get used to me.So you just settle for being alone? I doubt I could live with that, especially my dick. Man, jerking it's good enough, quick and easy, that's what I want. Well, I'll be damned, a man that knows what he wants. Let's see, I don't have to hear the bitching, I don't have to worry about getting divorced, I don't have to worry about all this, I just, boom, we're done!And you can go back to the things that you enjoy. Like, I don't get the idea with these people gooning for hours. I'm going to sit here and look at porn for hours. No, that's not what it was made for. You get in there, you do the thing, and you're done. It's like a shower. You jump in the shower and you say, I'm going to take a shower for 5 hours. No, because you look like a fucking prune. These...idiots coming up with this, I'm gonna goon. No, you are a goon. And by the way, they call it goon because it supposedly makes your face look like a goon. Well, good, because the rest of your body is a goon too. Now, I know I'm going to upset some people, but honestly, looking at porn for hours and hours and hours is not constructive. I don't care if you look at it. I'm not going to tell you, oh, it's the bad thing in the brain chemicals and the rewiring and Jesus doesn't like it. No, we're not talking about that. But we are talking about the guy that wants to sit there and fap all day and not get anything done. And I don't just mean stuff around the house. I mean, like, things that are actually more exciting than that. Look, I like a good fap as much as the next guy, but there's other shit I like to do. And if you're sitting there, you know, fapping, you're not doing that cool shit. Like, other games, there's movies, there's music, there's learning languages. Some people do that. Learning information on YouTube. It's not completely compromised yet. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. You can work. I have a job. It keeps me going. I enjoy it. It's not amazing, but it pays the bills and it keeps the things running here in the dungeon. So yeah, it's a good idea to do other things besides fap and goon all the time. Look, I'm gooning. No, that doesn't work for me. It's just, I don't fucking get it. Like, I feel bad if I'm browsing more than 30 minutes. It's like, okay, I haven't been able to get off yet. Yeah, either there's something wrong with me, or, you know, because normally it isn't that big of a deal. You do the thing and you're done. And again, it's important for all men to kind of, like, be responsible when it comes to it. Because it is a form of pleasure. It's like drinking alcohol. Just like his drinking of alcohol is a little much. Yes, I know that's funny to say when there's a big beer in front of you. Sure, if you haven't been drinking the rest of the fucking week. And I don't care if you have a beer now and then or a beer every day. As long as you're not having a beer every hour, every minute of every day. That's the problem. You don't drink too much. Video games are fine. I like to play video games when I get a chance. But when I'm not doing that, I work. You know? And of course, there's other things I do. But I enjoy gaming. That's a hobby. Sometimes I like to watch movies. Sometimes I like to exercise and things like that. But if you sit in a chair and play video games, you're going to get stiff. And you have to stay limber. You know, you have to lift weights and do that other thing. And I am not the biggest guy by any means, but people have noticed that I'm kind of tall and I have, like, you know, a broad shoulder and that sort of thing. That's because, you know, I do lift weights every, you know, keep myself good. You know, that's, I think it's important, especially as you get older. You know, I'm going to be 39 next month, guys, 39. So I'm hitting up in the 40, and I'd like to be in decent shape at 40, you know. So that starts with exercising as much as you can when you can. So, yeah, you know, I talk about proper sleep as well. Of course, I have problems with that because of my tinnitus, which Benadryl made worse. Go look that up if you're interested. So yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do other than that. And like he said, quick and easy. He didn't say 4 or 5 hours or 10 times. He said quick and easy. And he lets out his pent-up tension through art, which is great. I did that when I was in a band. I'd actually like to start making music again because I've got a lot of tension that I'd like to release in art. And you don't get everything out through fapping. There's just a lot of things I gotta say, and, you know, that's the best way to do it is through art and music. So I thought about making some more music. I don't know how that's gonna work out. I gotta get in touch with people, you know, and generally see how that's going to work since I can't really use this other ear because of the tinnitus issue, which wasn't caused by the music, but some kind of a sinus-related thing that messed up this ear. Yeah, sucks. Wow, that sounds impossible. I've heard people do that with sports, but I don't believe it. That is true. There are people that will go to the weight room. And some of these alpha guys will say, no, don't fap. Do 10 push-ups. Go ahead. Like, that's actually fucking useful, guys. It is useful to lift weights and all that kind of stuff to get that out of you, too. Especially if you're really fucked off, like you're just in a bad mood. Like, there's a bunch of shit going down, and you feel like you want to do something stupid. Because a lot of people have that time, or that moment, where they feel like they want to do something stupid. That's when you need to get it out with physical exertion. Punch a bag. Fucking lift some weights. Run. Bunch of ways you can get that energy out. He's obviously lying. You can pretend to be all cool and suave, but you fap when you get home like anyone else. Yeah, that. Okay, okay. Yes. When I get home, I masturbate all by myself. Don't totally believe that either. What answer do you want exactly? I've never been interested in using a hand job shop or anything. Man, I tell you, I live right next to a casino. Maybe, just in a couple of years, there's gotta be a guy, and it said, Sarah, what you building? They said, well, I'm gonna have this building, and there's gonna be all these pretty ladies. And you pick which one, you pull down your pants, and she does the rest. It's gonna be a hand job shop. And I'd be like, well, damn, sir, I think that's a moneymaker. As long as you don't have, you know, burly men or, you know, youths or something like that, you'll be good. I think we get a bunch of fine women to do the motion. I think it'll make money like you wouldn't believe. Put the old strip club out of business. Hell, why am I sitting here watching them on the pole when they can tug my pole? Right? That's what a hand job shop is for. Maybe one day I'll be there and I'll say, sir, sounds like $1 million idea. If DP was here, he'd say, oh, you gonna sign up for him? No, I'm not gonna be the one to do that. But he can if he wants. Don't tell him I said that. Hand job shop, what's that? Only the best thing that ever doesn't exist and needs to. Right, you were married before you became a knight, so you wouldn't know. That's a shop unmarried men can go to for hand jobs. Well, see? Look, I see the money. There is just cha-ching, cha-ching. We gotta get this cleared. We gotta get this hand job shop. It's just gonna be amazing. There's gonna be so much money in it. Google will be like, where are you getting all this money? It's because I opened up a hand job shop, Google. Elon Musk will be, why didn't I think of that? See, you have these Tesla robots walking around in there. They're actually, you saw the videos, they're doing things with batteries. Think about what they could do with your member. Now, I know that some of you might, Grim, they might squish it. Well, you know, we have testing and things like that, but if they can hold a battery, they might be able to do a little more. Look, I'm for it. I think it'll work. Seriously? They're technically called special massage parlors, but everyone refers to them as hand job shops. Well, I'll be damned. Isn't that against Mother Eve's rules? No!
に反するのは性行為だけだよ。ぶっちゃけると口だけとかお尻の穴なんかも性行為には含まれないんだ。
The law is only forbid sex proper. Doesn't count anything you might do involving mouths or butts or anything else.
まあそこまでやるとやられた方も抑えが効かなくなるから認められているのは手までだな。
But if you go that far, it's hard to keep yourself from going all the way, so they don't offer anything beyond hand jobs. Well, I mean, for most men, that's enough. Well, I don't know. I mean, for a lot of men right now, that's enough. A lot of men, like, well, damn. See, if they had a hand job shop, I'd just go down the street, have that handled, and I'd be all right.I tell you though, you end up with big old Bertha. I never knew such a place existed. I need to check that out. Well, I'll be damned. Bachelors get all the fees covered by health insurance, but married men have got to pay the price. Well, that sounds fair, doesn't it, gentlemen?What about divorced men?
そもそもアスタ君が期待しているほどの店じゃないよ。男性は目隠しを着用の上にカーテン越しの奉仕だから相手の顔も見えないしね。
It's not anything you'd be interested in, Aster. Not only do they blindfold the men, but the service is provided through a curtain so you can't even see the woman's face. Have you two tried it?
僕はないよ。
Not me.Me neither. I heard scary stuff about it as a kid, so that put me off. Oh man, you might end up with some big old burly fella. What scared you? So a guy decided he at least wanted to get a look at the girl's hand and secretly took off his blindfold. And what came through the curtain was a hand so wrinkly you couldn't even tell the person's gender. That's it! Come here, little boy! That's what it sounds like, right? It sounds like some old woman or old man or something. The sight of that mummy-like groping around for his dick was apparently so terrifying he had nightmares about it. Yeah!
よくある都市伝説だよ。さすがに国営の施設でそれはないでしょう。
There are a lot of urban legends like that. I can't imagine any government-run establishment is that way. Huh? Handjob shops are run by the government? Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? They fuck you up the ass every day, so at least they would provide handjob shops.
そうだよ。万が一にでも間違いが起こらないように。
Yes, they're heavily regulated to make sure no mishaps occur. There are some underground services that do something similar, but that's shady shit, so I keep my distance. Okay, but now that I've heard about it, I'm not confident I can restrain myself. Just get Ramius to jerk you off. She's at least got nice hands.Oh yeah, I could do that. Pretty strong though too. Careful not to let her crush your dick. Says DP about all the muscle ladies I posed. Those women will crush your dick. Death by snoo snoo, motherfucker.What? Aster's a man who takes care of his equipment. I'm sure he's prepared for Ramius' grip. No, he shouldn't. Well, if you're so confident about your equipment, that makes me want to compete. Let's compare, shall we? You're on!
Well,
Ah, it's nice you get along like brothers, but if you don't want people to think it's more than that, maybe watch what you say. What else would they think? Not noticing how shocked the other customers at the bar were, especially the women, the men's only get-together went on until morning. Well, I'll be! That was a hell of a adventure, wasn't it? Let me leave town and save real quick. I think we're done with this for now. Alright, guys, so that's the Grim Lord's Hentai Games Corner. And we'll see you guys back here for more Evenickel next week. Stay tuned.